The Power Packs
Geek Speak.
Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Well, it has been another early morning for Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, but not because of the thunderstorm. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Damon. Morning to all the listeners out there. No, Apple made some announcements overnight again, which is great news for me when I don't get much sleep.
Always at like 4:30 in the morning. It's inopportune, but always excited to have new tech announcements. What did they put out? Of course, what, a couple of weeks ago was the iPhones. What's this one?
This one is three new laptops, but the exciting thing is their laptops now have their own chip in them, so they don't rely on Intel or AMD anymore. They've got their thing called an M1 chip. They're calling it Apple Silicon. They describe it as the world's fastest CPU with the world's fastest integrated graphics. This means that Apple now control every aspect of their devices now. So they released three new computers last night. They arrive next week. A MacBook Air, fanless as well, 3.5 times quicker than the last model.
Hell, that's pretty good. Only,
exactly right. 18 hours battery life on there as well. The thing that you're going to get with the Apple Silicon chip is it's quicker and a lot more battery life. They released a MacBook Pro 3 times quicker again than the last model, which, and I've got this year's model sitting on my desk as well, which is now up for sale. you know, 3 times quicker, Damon, 20 hours of battery life. And they're saying it is 3 times faster than the equivalent Windows laptops. It starts at $1,999. When you take those specs in, $2,000's not bad at all, is it?
Yeah, well, that's right. And, you know, you are investing in that Apple form factor, in the infrastructure that that provides. I know a lot of people are anti the company, but they do it well.
They do it very well. And a Mac Mini as well, which is a small little box. All you have to do is strap a monitor, keyboard and a mouse on it. That's the cheapest way. If you ever want to buy a Mac, this is the cheapest way to go along and get it, $1,099.
Okay.
3 times quicker again than the previous model on there as well. The beauty about all of these is that you're actually going to be able to run, and we'll know more about this in the next few weeks, all the apps you've got on your iPhone or your iPad on your computer as well. It's all cross-platform now, which is great.
And did I also see that the new Mac iOS, so the new operating system, is dropping very soon?
We drop on Thursday morning, Australian time. It's called Big Sur. I'm already running it on one Mac over here. It's a wonderful operating system as well. Make sure you back up before you're doing it. Also, okay. Tim Cook said last night that 50% of Apple computer purchases this year were brand-new customers. And I reckon that's a very interesting stat.
People coming over to the Apple infrastructure. You can check out all the details at adelaidetechguy.com.au and maybe Richard's post for his old computer. Hey, Richard, talking about new technology, the next generation of game consoles is here. It's a big week because the Xbox Series X, that released yesterday. This Friday is the PlayStation 5.
Good luck buying one.
Yeah, because they all needed to be pre-ordered, didn't they? Because they're not going to hit shelves.
No, they're not going to hit shelves at all. It's the same with both of them. The PS5 is coming as well. They really are, when they release these, it is quite magnificent how they do it as well, because people still go along and, you know, really want them straight away. The Sony PS5 is a big, honking, towering machine. It is a beast. It's the biggest console Sony has ever made. The Xbox Series X looks a bit more like a gaming PC because it's a cuboid shape on there as well. They both stay cool and quiet in operation, so you won't hear the fans blowing. Sony has is focused on increasing that immersion in games because they've got a DualSense controller now with exclusive experiences, while Microsoft uses the Xbox Game Pass to lure people into its ecosystem. I love the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
Both systems are fully backward compatible as well, but the PS5 only will support PS4 titles, but the Xbox Series X will go along all the way back to Xbox 360.
That's fantastic.
So anything you want, which I reckon is great. Storage is an issue on both of them. So you might have to buy an additional solid-state drive to strap onto it as well, because some of the games coming out now are, you know, hundreds of gig in size on there as well. So the PS5 releases on November 12th in selected regions, November 19th for the rest of the world. You've got to pre-order it. The Xbox Series X was out yesterday. Good luck. Gears 5 will play very well on them. The Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Halo Infinite, which has been delayed on there as well. So as a lot of older games will play on there, as will be, if you're after something new, you might have to just wait to find the game that you want.
Yeah, the killer apps are certainly a little while off in terms of video game experiences. Yeah. I hear really, of the two, the most impressive feature of either is that DualSense controller for the PlayStation 4, 5 with the haptic feedback triggers, which yeah, really gets you into the game, which sounds awesome. It sounds expensive and it sounds unattainable in terms of availability. So it's going to be very interesting to see how supply rolls out over the next few months. I'm still joined by our great mate, Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Richard, you've got a tip for all the Android phone users out there.
If you've got an older Android phone at the moment that's running 7.11 or older, which means you're going to go backwards into sixes and fives and everything like that, coming September next year, a third of the internet will be cut off for you. It's a fair amount. It will not work on there as well. So it's got to do with certificates on there as well. Your only option will be to install Firefox. People forget by this, but I can guarantee my phone will be running hot after September next year.
Yep.
Go into your operating system, check what Android version you're running on there as well. If it's about 3 to 4 years old, you might be surprised that you're running one of these. Might be time to budget for a new phone before next year.
That is some great advice. Let's jump into
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
All right, Richard, hit us with the Crap Tech.
It's not often I talk about clothing, is it, Damon?
No. Every now and then we get an LED hat or something like that. Is it in that space?
No, it's not. This is Spartan underwear.
Undies.
So Spartan underwear, it aims to protect, let's say, men's downstairs area.
Your bits from the
potentially harmful effects of cell phone radiation, because I reckon if you put it in your pocket, you're doing damage. That science, very shaky, people. I've got to let you know that as well. You know, these are the people out there with tinfoil hats on. So they're saying that the smartphones are doing damage as well. It was created by two French entrepreneurs who've done that. They claim, notice I said claim, Damon, to have woven silver, that's the metal, into the cotton fabric of their boxes. That creates what the company calls an electromagnetic shield around your private parts, repelling harmful rays at every turn. They also say because, along with its defensive properties, the silver in its undergarment makes these boxes antibacterial, ensuring that your equipment remains odour-free. Why would you put that in there, even after an active day of walking? Ask me how much a pair of underwear will cost you, Damon.
Richard Pascoe, how much are these underwear?
$89 US a pair, so about $110. Yikes.
The good option here is the fact that I can get rid of my cod piece. Now, that is good.
There we go. So, yes. Now we know you wear a cod piece. So, yes.
Richard Pascoe's Adelaide Tech Guy. You can catch him at adelaidetechguy.com.au. And we'll do this again next Wednesday. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.